And welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you're back with us on the broadcast this week, and we left off last time here on John chapter 4. Let's pick it up at verse number 19. The woman saith unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Why? The Lord revealed to her about her sin. She was shacking up with a man. She had been an adulterous woman. Those men to whom she had been married and divorced, they were adulterous also. The indication here is not that these men died, but that she had been adulterous. They had been adulterous. And she had gone from man to man to man, marrying them, and now having come to the sixth man, had even just forgot about the marriage and just is shacking up with him. The Lord points out her sin. She perceives he's a prophet. Verse 20, our fathers worshiped in this mountain, and you say that Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. She wants to change the subject, and rather than dealing with her sin, she wants to talk about religion. The Lord says, listen, the worshiping of the Father is to worship him in spirit and in truth. Because you're a Samaritan, and because of what's happened in this region and what you've been brought up in, verse 22, ye worship ye know not what, because of what that king of Assyria had done in that region. He brought in several peoples, different tribes, different kinds of folks that had pagan worship and religion, and they had intermingled with the Jews in that region, and that's the reason Samaria was in the shape that it was in. He says, ye know what ye know, ye worship, ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Salvation. Not this mysterious moving of the Spirit that some claim that caused people to lose control. No, everything must be done in decency and order. And there is the Lord doesn't ever lead to confusion and to a lack of control. He says, but the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. That's the way the Father wants to be worshipped and desires to be worshipped. God is a spirit, verse 24, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The woman here in verse number 25, her rebuttal to this, the Lord brought out about her sin. She wants to talk about the place of worship. The Lord straightens her out about the place of worship and that worship, and now in our time, and the Lord was indicating that the transition had taken place then, that worship of the Lord was not relative to geography, but spirit and in truth, and the implication there being in the Lord's churches, that's where the keys of the kingdom was going to be taken from Israel and given to the Lord's churches. The woman, she wants to defer from what the Lord is saying and how the Lord is instructing her and talk about something else. And we hear this answer here today. The woman saith unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. We hear a form of this today. People say, well, you believe what you believe, and I believe what I believe, and down at the end, we'll find out. Well, I'll tell you what, friend, we can know now. And that's the reason the Lord's given us the scripture, the Bible. That's the reason that the Lord's provided his churches to teach his Bible and to be the place where salvation is heralded out to a lost and dying world. To be the place amongst the Lord's people there. And I'm not talking about geography. I'm not talking about a church house. Churches in our day do meet in buildings. But the building is not the church. It's the people that the Lord has joined together. And the Lord's New Testament Baptist churches that the Lord has put together and placed together in different regions and just different areas, like Olmsted Baptist Church is out here in Southwest Logan County. The Lord has placed us here to be a witness of the Lord Jesus Christ, of His salvation, to baptize those that believe and that have been saved, believers' baptism, and then to teach, to observe the all things contained in the Scripture. That is how God is worshiped. That is how God is served. And we can know about it now. She says, well, when Christ cometh, then we'll know the end of it all and we'll get this straightened out. You know what the Lord says to her? Verse 26. Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am He. I am Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ says to her. I am Messiah. He says, and woman, I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you the truth. I that speak unto thee am He. So we can know now. And John, as we started this chapter, if you recall, if you've been with us since that time, this book starts out of the book, the Gospel of John. It starts out in chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, and all things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. And in Him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. And He is the Word, and He's given us this book, this Bible, these 66 books of the Bible. He's given us this that we might know our need as sinners, that we might know how to worship and serve the Lord, that we might be able to worship God the Father and God Almighty, that we might be a true worshiper of Him, and that we might worship Him in spirit and in truth. She says, well, when Messiah comes, we'll get straightened out. He says to her, I am Messiah. I am Christ. And so what's implied is, I've been telling you the truth. You now know the truth. Verse 27, and upon this came His disciples and marveled that He talked with the woman, yet no man said, what seekest thou, or why talkest thou with her? When the disciples came back from Samaria with some lunch, they marveled. And when the Scripture uses that word marvel, it means jaw dropped open, kind of, I can't believe what I'm seeing, kind of response. They marveled at it. They couldn't believe that the Lord would even take time to speak to a Samaritan woman. Oh, the coldness and hardness of their hearts. At this time, they didn't see the value of a soul, even if she was a Samaritan. Even if she was a Samaritan sinner. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter where you come from or what side of the tracks or the wealth or the poverty of your family or who you know. None of that matters. Your soul is valuable and you need salvation just like any other person. I tell the fellows at the jail when we're privileged to be able to go there and preach the gospel to them, I tell them, it says, our situation is the same. Whether it's you fellas that are incarcerated here in the jail for a thing that you've been accused of or have been found guilty of, it's no different with you than it is with someone that's out here walking the streets of Russellville or sitting at home with their family in the comfort of their home. All souls and all sinners need salvation from the Lord. She says, when Messiah comes, He'll tell us all things. Well, Messiah has come. And He has told us all that we need to know in His Word. They marveled that He talked with the woman. And they didn't say anything to Him. But they're wondering why He is doing so. Verse 28. The woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and saith to the men. Why is it that she went to the men? Because of the kind of woman she had been. The Scripture is implying she was a loose woman. She had had five husbands. She had been an adulterous woman, along with those men who had been adulterous that had her. And now she's just shacking up with a man. She's got a reputation, and it's a bad reputation. The women don't have anything to do with her. They may likely fear her, fearing that she might seek to take their man away from them. But she has audience with the men, but she's been changed. And so she goes back and saith to the men, verse 29, come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? She comes back with a simple message, a simple witness, come see a man. And that's right. The Lord Jesus Christ is a man, God incarnate, God having come down and become a man for the sake of sinners. You know, the Lord Jesus Christ, he didn't come down and become a man for anything that he needed, but he came and got down and became a man for the sake of saving his people, that he might be a sacrifice, meet or suitable for the sinners that he would save. It's impossible for God to die, but it was going to take the sacrifice of God so that we could be saved. That's how bad our sin is, how wretched and sinful and wicked we are. There has never been a human being that could ever be a sacrifice for one sin. But the Lord Jesus Christ, God the Son, came down and became a man and lived a perfect life and yielded his life into the hands of wicked men. They did what they were predictable to do. They killed the King of Glory. And yet, even though I was not there that day, my sins nailed him to that cross. My sins caused him suffering and anguish indeed. My sins killed my Lord, but he did so willingly for me. Come see a man. That's what we desire for you, that you would see the Lord Jesus Christ, that you would see him as the salvation for your soul, that you would see him as the only hope that you have, that you would, as this woman did, see this man precious to the salvation of your souls. Come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Verse 30, and they went out of the city and came to him. They came out there. They wanted to see who this was. Who this was that had changed this woman. Who this woman that they were familiar with and her ways and her wicked ways. They wanted to see the one that caused a difference. Remember, the Lord Jesus Christ must needs go through Samaria. She didn't request it of the Lord to come there and be a witness to her, but the Lord sought her out. She didn't seek him out. He sought her out. He was there at the well before she arrived. He brought his word to her. She marveled why that the Lord would have anything to do with her. And he said, I've got living water that if you would just ask, I'd give to you freely. He said, you've got to deal with your sin. You're a sinner and you need a Savior. She wanted to talk about the place of worship. And the Lord says, the only worship that the Father's looking for is worship in spirit and truth by his people. She says, well, Messiah, when he comes, he'll straighten us all out. And he says, I'm the Messiah. And the Word of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Savior, the Christ, he speaks to us the truth that we need. Has the Lord come to you? Is the Lord calling you? I urge you, friend, repent of your sins and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. He's faithful to save. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And he says, all that come to me, I will in no wise cast out. Well, I see that our time has passed, and we're glad that you've tuned in. May the Lord bless you with his word and his truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-7918, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.